Erdogan supporters hijack Twitter to support Venezuelan dictator Maduro. By John Hayward on January 24, 2019. Turkey's authoritarian President Recep Tayyip Erdogan expressed his support for semi-deposed Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro on Wednesday and Thursday. Erdogan supporters, and even some of his critics, enthusiastically followed his lead and pushed their hashtag #WeRemaduro hashtag to the top of trending topics on Twitter. Middle East, I translated some of the hashtag #WeRemaduro posts, noting Turks were apparently deeply impressed by a photo of Maduro holding up Turkic flags as a sign of respect for his brothers on the Bosphorus. The tweets included messages such as, "The U.S., which has kept alive the Saudi administration that cut Khashoggi into pieces and perpetrated a coup against elected Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi, is now trying to attempt a coup against elected Maduro. Against the great Satan, we chant hashtag #WeAreMaduro. The U.S. is conducting a coup against Venezuelan President Maduro, who picked our flag off the ground. But the EU is silent, the UN is silent. We weren't silent against the coups, and we won't be. Hashtag in with Maduro, hashtag #WeAreMaduro." According to analysts quoted by Middle East Eye, support for Maduro is one of the most politically unifying events in recent Turkish history, with even Turkish opposition newspapers chipping in to denounce what they see as a U.S. bid to overthrow Maduro and steal Venezuela's oil. Murat Yetkin, a respected liberal journalist, tweeted, "U.S.'s postmodern coup attempt in Venezuela cannot be accepted. The suffering of the people who live in the country with richest oil reserves under the Maduro administration doesn't change that. The decision cannot be taken by the U.S. or Trump. Next, there might be an occupation by the U.S. or its collaborators." Ismail Samaz, a seasoned investigative journalist from Hurriye daily newspaper known for his opposition to Erdogan's rule, followed the trend. "There has been numerous coup attempts or provocations originating from the U.S. in Venezuela," he wrote. "They want to take down Venezuela, not because it is mismanaged or poor, but because it is financing a unity in Latin America independent from the U.S. Many leftist and socialist parties, including the Turkish Workers' Party, TIP, and the Homeland Party, VP, condemn the U.S.-backed coup attempt in the country." Turkey's Ahul News reported on Thursday that almost all comments posted on the worldwide trending hashtag #WeAreMaduro hashtag came from Turkey. Some of the posts came from Turkish officials and pro-government newspapers. Others came from common user accounts but posted propaganda images with Maduro on them in Turkish. A Turkish Gulfstream G550 private jet attracted some notice on Wednesday by flying from Istanbul to Caracas via Vnukovo Airport in Moscow. The plane evidently belonged to Turkish billionaire Turgay Iner. There has been speculation he brought Russian officials with him to visit Caracas. Erdogan himself referred to Maduro as his brother and pledged, "Stay strong, we are by your side." Erdogan reportedly urged Maduro to stand tall in a telephone conversation on Thursday. The Turkish president previously blamed Venezuela's economic troubles on U.S. sanctions. Turkey's reliably insane pro-Erdogan newspaper Yeni Şafak did its bit for Maduro with a piece on Thursday alleging a massive CIA plot to overthrow Maduro by using sock puppets to say bad things about him on Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Venezuelans are considerably less enchanted with Erdogan than Turks are with Maduro, especially those Venezuelans who are suffering from the food crisis. They reacted with outrage when Maduro treated himself to a fabulous steak dinner in October at the Istanbul eatery owned by Turkish celebrity chef Salt Bay. As Bloomberg News explained, the corpulent dictator's rib-sticking meal was the latest in a string of indignities Erdogan's government has inflicted upon Maduro's captive subjects. Turkish products, pasta, rice, and corn flour, fill the heavily discounted food packets Venezuelan officials use to maintain political fealty among the increasingly cash-strapped citizenry. The two countries recently announced joint ventures for gold and coal exploration and have begun talks about Turkey investing in Venezuela's crippled oil industry. And while most big North American and European air carriers have ended service to Venezuela, Turkish Airlines does a 3 times a week run to Caracas via Cuba, and plans to step it up to daily flights. Tons of Venezuelan gold, strip-mined in rancid conditions overseen by the military, are being shipped to Turkey for refinement and processing. U.S. officials say some may be making its way to Iran in violation of sanctions on the Islamic Republic. Another Bloomberg piece on Thursday noted that when Venezuelan economy Vice President Tarek El-Assami visited Ankara last week to meet with Erdogan, he chose a Turkish gold refinery as the venue for his remarks on improving friendship and cooperation between the two countries.